prodigal.
FM 90.3 WJTL, Josiah Queen, the prodigal. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Weather-wise today, cloudy skies, a slight chance of some afternoon rain, a high around 50 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of rain again, low 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, high 57. Over the weekend, sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 61. Sunday looking similar with a high of 62. Right now with Lancaster, clear skies, about 32 degrees. In Harrisburg, 33.
This morning, our very special guest, Sophia Mapes, is with Kobe's Family Services. She's the foster care coordinator. Good morning again, Sophia.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you here. Tell us about Kobe's.
Yes, so Kobe's is a nonprofit human services agency motivated by Christian faith. And we provide services related to foster care, adoption, counseling, and family life education.
If there are families listening that are interested in becoming foster parents, what are some of the resources, some of the things you do to come alongside the families who are welcoming these children into their homes?
Right. So obviously the first step would just be to go to our website and kind of read some more information about what our process looks like. So we have first our info session. And if you're continue to be interested, then you move forward with some pre-service training. And what that looks like is different members of our team kind of walking alongside of you throughout the trauma-informed trainings, evidence-based trainings, and that they're revamping it right now. So it will be a little shorter. So the time frame from when you start your pre-service training to being an approved family, I believe they're aiming for like 6 to 9 months,
okay.
which is really great.
Yeah.
And so some of the things that we do to kind of walk alongside of our families through the process, excuse me, is... So like I said, we do the evidence-based trainings, not only before children are placed in your home, but also throughout. And we find that that kind of helps you retain some of the information when you're kind of seeing that firsthand. We have on-call workers. So we provide 24/7 support for our families. So if in the middle of the night the kiddo is sick, and you need somebody to meet you at the ER, urgent care, you call our on-call worker and they are happy to meet you there, happy to provide any resources that you may need. Same with any behavioral issues, things like that. You call, hey, we're really struggling right now. What can you do? They will come out to your home even at 2 a.m. and support you through that process. We have respite family. So what that is, you know, you're going on vacation or you just really need a break because parenting is hard, you know, whether it's your biological children or foster children. And our respite families will kind of step in for you. So, you know, not everybody has a huge support system. And so respite is you let us know, hey, I need respite this weekend. It can even be last minute. We can't always promise it last minute, but, you know, hey, I need respite for this weekend. We will find a family willing to do that. And then you can, you know, move forward with whatever plans that you have.
If you are interested in being a foster family or just getting more information, visit kobes.org/fostering to get more of that information and to even start the process there at the website. Sophia, as far as November being National Adoption Month, tell us a little bit about the process to go from fostering to adopting a child in their home.
Right. So when a child is placed in your home, it can be either at the beginning of placement, so right when they first come into care, or it can be 6 months down the road. They may have been placed in a foster home that was just foster only. And so once they're placed in your home, they do have to be in your home for at least 6 months before we could even start thinking about the adoption process. So once a child comes into care, there is a law that states after 15 months, if the parents have not made substantial progress on their plan, the agency is able to move forward with termination of parental rights. So if a family is making progress, moderate progress, sometimes it can be longer than that. But the goal is to have a child in a permanent resource and not kind of lingering in the foster care system.
Right.
So once that occurs and they decide that they're moving forward with termination of parental rights, they will have a couple court hearings and the judge will decide whether or not there's enough information and enough evidence to terminate the parental rights of the birth parents. After that, you will get an adoption care worker through Kobe's and the county that you're fostering through. So like I said, we foster Lancaster, York, Lebanon, Schuylkill, Berks. I think it's about 7 or 8 you know, kind of local areas. So once you get the adoption worker, you'll have to go through all that paperwork. So it's, you know, like your family home study again, you know, getting your well exams, things like that. So it does take a couple months to get from the termination to the adoption date. We are kind of finding that it is taking a little bit longer to get to the termination and then a little bit longer to get to the adoption. But yeah, so like if you come into foster care, right, like you can decide I'm just going to be foster only, I'm going to be respite, or I will foster to adopt and I want to be a permanent resource for this child if needed.
Do you have any sense of percentages, like how many of the kids are become available for adoption? Is there any kind of info like that?
So recently we've had, there's a really big push for reunification and kinship, especially that is being placed with a family member.
Right.
We've had a lot of reunifications, which is great. I mean, that is the goal of foster care, right? To get the kiddos back home.
Right.
Studies show that that really is what's best for them. If that can't occur, then, you know, we would love for the child to be adopted in one, into one of our loving and supportive families. I would say maybe 50%. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, so I had no idea.
It's not a huge percentage.
Yeah. So cobies.org is the place to go, /fostering. You can get more information there. How are you guys funded? How are you guys supported?
Right. So we are... donation based. We are, like I said, a nonprofit organization. So we actually coming up, we are part of the Extra Give, which is on November 22nd. So if you feel so called to support us, you know, fostering is not for everybody. It is very hard. It is very challenging. So if you just want to support, you know, either our kids, our families, the services that we provide, we have a kids closet, which when a kid comes into care, we provide them a backpack, clothing, school supplies, pajamas, things like that. If you want to, you know, be able to support a kiddo like that and come alongside the families, feel free to donate on, like I said, November 22nd for the Extra Give.
Very good. Check out on the mean, in the meantime, cobys.org, COBYS.org as well. Sophia, it was a joy to have you here today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Back to the music we go. Won't he do it? Here's We the Kingdom on WJTL.